Steve and D.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome back. I really appreciate your chronicling of this travesty that's happening today.
Welcome.
God, what happened to his screen?
What is this, Enter the Void?
I hate this. Oh, what a shit show.
Is that missing, no?
Wait, why? What's happening right now?
You can't see that? Oh, boy. This is just...
Space Ghost Coast to Coast or something. Good.
Nothing can go right with this fucking show.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
He's slowly morphing back.
Wait, if I put a girl on the stream, will we get, like, more hits?
Maybe.
Throw in something. I don't know why your camera's all fucking up.
This is like a, I don't know how to describe it. Oh, hey! It's a double billing. Who's this?
This is back. My friend Haley Bridges. She's from Tennessee.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
How's it going?
Well, bye. Hi.
Steven. Now, we were supposed to have you on like a week after
an hour ago.
Your appearance. Mike was very devastated. He thought that he had rubbed you the wrong way.
What?
That's what those are your words. So Steven, how did you feel about your initial appearance on Shooting It?
It was fine. I mean, it could have gone better, but it was all right. I didn't love it.
I liked it.
To be back on the show.
Well, you know, it's great to have you back on. We were actually supposed to have on Aaron Novy, who is a homeless man. I told him that he would be on at 8 o'clock. He's off at the library.
Internet.
Yeah,
he goes. He gets his internet from the library Wi-Fi.
He stands outside of the library hoping to pick up Wi-Fi. So I think he's been doing that.
Just under a tree right now, staring at his phone.
My apologies, Aaron Novy. So you know, you did direct Miley Cyrus a documentary. I'm just wondering, do you have anything else in the works at the moment? Do you have any movies, any literature?
Have you seen a nice movie? Have you read a book?
I just watched Horrible Bosses 2 today.
Oh!
Yeah, that was pretty mediocre. I picked up Jamie's book, you know, haven't started reading, but I'll get there.
Well... I was accused of mommy shaming for writing disorderly.
You should burn it immediately.
Just wipe your ass with it, please.
Like with each individual page, and then fucking send it back to Jamie.
I like how you have comedian in quotations. I just noticed that now.
I put that up when Brian was on. I think he saw me put it up. He's like, "What?
What? Who are you?
Yeah, why am I here? Why am I happy to be here?"
How do you feel about Mike's clean-shaven appearance?
Yeah, well, what do you think of this?
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
No.
Nah, you know, I had to because I need to let the skin breathe a little bit.
Bring this back.
I know. I got to get that back, yes. It'll be back soon. You give it a week, and it won't be full, but, you know, the stubble will be there, and it'll be back.
I just got to
let that skin breathe. It'll grow in fuller. He knows how it is. He knows.
Yeah. He shaved for a prologue scene that we filmed for Practice Makes Perfect, and literally like the next week it was just whoop, right back. So
fucking Armenian piece of shit. I'm choking on coffee grinds. I want to die. I'm back. Hi.
Steven.
Where'd you go? Steven.
I want to gauge your thoughts. How has this special been going so far?
Amazingly. Oh. I'm what? Muffin?
What? McGillicuddy? Why are you cough? God.
That's
the episode of Shooting It so far.
Yeah. Oh, great. Mike, I know you have a couple of questions lined up for Steven. You'd been mulling over this all day. Go ahead.
So, you like video games, huh?
No, I don't play video games. Right now. So, in the middle of this, we were watching season 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
About people who dress up as women and compete to be the best man-woman.
Mm-hmm. I suggest the
apartment. I like this. You should just give us a tour of the apartment.
Can you guys host the rest of the special?
Yeah, can you take over? You need to talk to Alexandra and Aaron.
Tired of you guys now, so.
I honestly didn't hear a word. I just assume it's bad. It's nothing good.
Have we reached the time limit yet? What is this, 9:40? All right, no, we got 2 minutes left with Steven. Steven.
2 minutes. Why 2 minutes? Why would we just leave, fucking just leave him on and bring
Why
the next
do you
person?
Hate Steven? Just leave him alone.
I don't hate Steven. I just said to leave Steven on. How would that be hating Steven?
He made the whole Christoph Paul thing look like an accident, but he hates him so much.
I don't hate Chris at all.
Yeah, okay.
I hate Chris. He stopped favoriting and retweeting my shit. I don't know where that came from.
What was that nickname you gave him? You know.
None, because I didn't.
You're not going to mention it on there?
I didn't give him a nickname. You just like to start things like you do with me on the internet, and then I get hate mail. He'll start some shit with me on Tumblr.
Steven, what's your favorite movie?
For me, will you give me that nickname?
I don't know what the nickname is, because I didn't give anybody anything.
Shut up, you bigot. Get off my show. I should mute you for the rest of the show. You're just inappropriate.
I'm surprised I haven't been fired since the fucking when you and Kenny were interviewing me.
Yeah, you're scum is what you are.
Jamie's just drunk off one Miller High Life.
No, I'm not drunk at all. I don't know if you guys can see my prep sheet. I actually don't have a question for Steven, but I do have
I'll show my prep sheet. Oh God, Steve! What are you doing? Fucking
Stop
mix it
that.
With juice.
What's the matter?
No, don't chug
with
it. Oh, you're gonna vomit. Oh, you're gonna vomit.
Wouldn't that be fitting though to watch someone die of alcohol poisoning to close out our show?
How great would it be to just like Steve just fucking violently vomit on camera?
It's just he's
whatever you were eating. God. Vomiting like Domino's pizza. Stop! Don't do that.
That's oh my God. That's unnecessary.
Does anyone have any pot? That's like, oh Jesus.
Oh. Well, it's the weekend, right?
Is it the weekend? I don't know what day it is.
It's a Monday.
Monday.
It's a Monday.
Barely caught the weekend.
Do you have any dogs?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
Not allowed to have pets like that. Well, no.
No, it doesn't allow us
just
to dogs.
Specifically dogs. We're allowed to have cats, but fuck that.
Yeah, I have cats. I wouldn't want to get another cat.
Who said you could talk? All right, that's that. We got to move on to Alexandra Naughton in a little. Actually, you know what? We can keep Steve on for a little bit.
Yeah, I like it. It's like an audience in the back, and they laugh, and they're getting interrupted.
Hold on, no.
Trying to watch RuPaul, and they have to deal with this right now.
How many people are you with right now, Steven?
Two. He just showed him. What the fuck?
All right.
One, two. See?
We're going to talk to them now, if that's okay. We got to come. Mike has a couple of questions for the man with the beard. Mike, go ahead.
I have zero questions for you, sir.
Well, we need to move on to other guests. Those are other guests. So.
What are your beard growing techniques? Because Jamie texted me of some beard growing techniques.
This is
like,
all I
like
can grow.
15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Well, I recommend having a lot of testosterone and not being a wuss. And
oh, yeah. There you go.
You do that.
Yeah, drop the books. Fucking shame.
You gotta have, like, the big balls, and then you grow the big beard. I gotta keep this down, because otherwise the ladies at the office are like, whoa, what are you up to?
What are you up to?
I'm growing a beard.
What are you fine folks drinking tonight?
Wine. What the fuck looks like in their glass?
Shut up, Mike.
It's the fucking Hawaiian punch.
No, Hawaiian fucking punch. No, these are Caesars. These are real Canadian drinks.
They're fucking awful.
No. So, wait.
You know
what
Bloody Mary is,
oh
right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right.
And then just pour clam juice into it, and that's how you get a Caesar.
No, you put hot sauce in it too. It's really good.
So is there clam juice and hot sauce in that?
That seems.
It's tomato juice, clam juice, hot sauce, Worcester, and vodka. Lots of vodka.
Fucking disgusting.
You put rim on it too, but I ate all my rim. Yeah, Haley's got some here.
I wouldn't want to fucking vomit that out. That probably smells so bad.
It's so good, though.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah, no, with that clam juice.
Have you tried it? Then you don't
know. No, I don't want to. I had a Bloody Mary. That was nice. That was like terrible. I had a Bloody Mary. That's like a nice breakfast thing. It's nice. It's peppery. It's tomatoey. Complimenting, and as soon as you pour clam juice, and it's like fucking having diarrhea in there.
This is Canadian. This is Canada's national cocktail, right here.
I'm not allowed in Canada for 5 years, so I cannot enter your country.
I like a nice Arbor Mist.
What the fuck? I like an Arbor Mist. I can't enter Canada. I have a DUI on my record. Isn't that like a felony over there? They won't let me in.
Is it?
No.
No. I think you just sound like Clamato.
Clamato?
No, it's an actual drink. Like, you can buy this without alcohol in it. It's called Clamato because it's clam and tomato. Clamato.
I don't want those two things ever together. All the only thing I want with clams is fucking, like, lemon. Other than that, get out of my face. Or limes. Either way.
I love this discussion. This is fantastic.
Well, Jamie, I'm doing a lot more than you. Fucking.
I'm taking a nap. I'm trying to get our next guest on the show, okay? I got other things to do. You're not playing board up right now.
We have a lovely audience right here. They're laughing at how awful this is. I'd rather have that.
They're half the audience. We got 7 right now.
That is true.
God. We're waiting now for...
You know that people listen to this and like they tune in like, I can't wait to see what the next episode of Shooting It is.
Yeah, Rich Voss was tuning in for a minute.
He was lost. He couldn't find another.
Hey, welcome back to Shooting It, Hans. How's it going?
Why is Hans here? What is he drinking? What are you drinking?
That's, again, we covered that. Zima. We got
Zima. That hasn't been around since like 89, right?
That was very popular in 93.
Yeah.
You weren't even born yet. Don't act like you were.
I know what Zima is. You weren't drinking Zima in 93.
I absolutely was. What are you
talking about? No, you
weren't. Hey, Hans, how's it going?
Hi, Hans. How's the passport going? You have a lovely room. Is that an IKEA?
Have you murdered that lovely young lady yet?
No, she's a piece of thing, I think.
No.
Why is everyone talking at the same time? What the fuck is happening?
Whoa. It's the delay. Oh, I didn't say a goddamn thing.
What are you talking about? Like that.
Combative Hans. I don't like
that. Watch them out.
So what is this?
I had the window open with it, so it was playing with a delay, like 10, 15 seconds or whatever. So
does she have a British accent? Let's hear her talk. That'll bring in viewers.
Make her speak, Hans.
Yeah. Here's headphone. Put it on. Give her headphone.
Speak!
Hey, guys!
She doesn't sound British enough. Get her off. The show.
Up here.
Can you do a southern accent?
I
don't
want to.
Y'all.
Where are you from, lady?
I am from London.
That sounds like a fake accent. I don't like it.
That's how I talk. I don't know how to.
Why is Mother Goose here?
I don't know. Get out.
No,
they want to. No. Let her talk, Hans. Give her the headphone real quick. I got a question. How did you meet Hans?
Take that
clam handle off. Ew. Mott makes that's from Mott. Mott makes a fucking clamato. He's supposed to make apple juice, the dick.
I love clamato. I love Caesars. They're drinking Caesars, right?
Yeah. Ew, they know it. Ew, they know it.
They're all foreign, that's why.
No, Canada.
Canada's foreign. Alright, well, how did you meet Hans?
She's been lying to her friends because we met on Tinder. Like,
what do you talk for her?
Yeah.
I've been telling everyone we met at Starbucks,
which is
better than where I used to work. And really, we met on Tinder like four months ago.
Now, did you ask her the prize question that you ask all your female friends on?
Can you get me into this country?
She knows.
I've had it many times.
Yeah, she listened to the.
Oh,
that sucks. I'm sorry for that. So I apologize deeply.
She's the only fan I have. That's true. Why I keep her.
I'm not one of your fans.
Shut up.
I'm not one of your fans. God.
So Aaron Novy, he'll be on the show shortly.
I want everyone to stay on here. I don't want anyone to leave.
That's how it's going. We're gonna stay as is.
I don't want anyone to leave. I mean, if you feel like leaving, go. I mean, you don't have to fucking stay, but.
Are we the only ones that are not drinking right now? Because everyone's.
No, I have water. I just smoke now. I don't really drink as much as I used to. You know.
Mike shat out blood the other night, so he stopped that.
No, that's when I have. I only shit out blood when I have vodka.
Okay, hold on. Ask about story time, because apparently she wants to share.
No, I don't.
Please, no. Go right ahead. The floor is yours. This show is completely.
I want to hear a British woman in a
British
voice
saying, "Shut up, Mike. Shut up. Let her talk. Okay. Shut up."
Yeah. So the other day. Oh, sorry.
No. I don't want to share this.
You don't want to share it. I think
Hans,
it's a bit late.
Regale the story for her.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So the other day at like 2 a.m. Right now it's 3, so we're usually up this late. She just comes into her room and said, "What happens when you shit?"
What does it mean to shit blood?
Oh.
And
what? That has never been so elegantly said.
Elegantly.
The thing is that I don't know. Like I've shat blood before because of stomach issues, but I've also made my ass.
You have cancer?
No, but I've also made my asshole bleed because I wiped too hard a couple of times.
Fucking wiping.
End of the day, slow down.
All right, shut up.
there.
You know what I go through when I shit?
You gotta get baby wipes.
I don't have that.
Get a squatty potty. That'll take care of that.
They have removable. They have moist towelettes in Europe. I bought them there. They have them.
We do. It's not that fancy.
Now hold on a second. We have to incorporate Steven and his two lovely friends. Have either, well, any of you folks shat blood before?
Yes, after that fucking clam shit. There's shits tomorrow.
Wait, tell them about how you shit blood.
No, that's not.
No, go ahead. No. By all means. No one's, 5 people are watching this. It's okay, fine. Okay. You won't lose your job.
How blue am I supposed to get?
What?
How blue am I supposed to
I don't know
to
what that means.
Do people who understand race...
No, you can be as blue as you
are.
No.
This is a family-friendly show.
Oh.
We're sponsored by the Cosby Network. This is a family-friendly.
Oh, okay. The Cosby Network, we're good. Okay, Haley, cover your ears.
Oh, no.
So, one time when... Okay, Steven and I, like... We're like having fun.
Intimate.
Yeah. I like where this is going. Keep going.
I couldn't, like, every time I pooped for the next week, I bled. And like it went on for like literally a week. And every time I would poop, I would message him. I'd be like, "I'm still bleeding." Like, should I go to the hospital? He's like, no. So,
oh my God!
Oh Jesus, Steve, laying the fucking pipe.
Jesus Christ,
monster! Whoa, fucking pounding it.
Because that's what I wanted. I was just like, just go in there and take a photo so I can figure out what.
You guys don't understand.
He was
like,
literally biting a pillow.
Like he was going so to town that it was like it should probably be illegal.
Oh, like, sweetie, Jesus Christ! This is insanity.
It was like a ventriloquist dummy, right? Like when you get your hand something, right? Yeah.
Oh my God!
My asshole just
Steve,
clenched.
You gotta calm down. You'll still come if you go slow, Steve. Jesus Christ!
No.
It's easy.
It's not a race, Steven.
Exactly.
You have to understand that.
Oh my God! Now, Hans, have you ever encountered that kind of problem?
No, I've never fucked anyone in the ass hard enough to make them bleed.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you really? Okay. Because, no, because I'm willing to just share anything, but
share like there's 5 people watching. So no one's gonna see this. All
right.
Oh, thank you, Miss.
I'm sorry, guys.
So when she was shitting, it was because the day before I tried a knuckle it went well.
Knuckle deep.
But then the next day, you know.
Yeah.
she was a bit afraid because the ring of her asshole was tore a little bit.
He kept walking in like vaguely farting air.
And they say romance is dead. Oh, God. Well, I don't know where to take this from here. Mike, tell us a joke, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, be funny now. Hey.
Yeah, oh. Dance, monkey, fucking.
We still have one more guest we got to bring on. Alexandra Naughton. And
where's fucking Aaron?
He's lost in the desert, okay? We're done with him for now.
I want to legitimately hang out with Aaron and live in his van for a couple days.
So the guy that lives on Rainbow Road?
Or his tire house.
Christmas Valley, huh?
Rainbow Road.
No, he actually said that Rainbow Road was like an actual street or something in his neighborhood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's only like three people living there, all rednecks.
And the witch, he told us about the witch that lived down the street from him who murdered her husband or something. I don't know. Yeah. Good one. All right, why don't we...
Yeah, it was only for me.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock. In Hans's country, it's what, like 5?
3?
Okay. And Canada, I don't know what part of Canada you guys
are
from.
We're the same time zone.
It's 10, motherfucker.
We're directly north.
Yeah, they're the same.
It's past their bedtime.
I don't know geography.
We got to get rid of these people. Why don't we just clean house?
They've literally ruined this podcast. They're kicking us out.
No, I want you guys to stay. I think all of you are sweethearts.
Look. I'll be completely honest. I want you guys. He texted me just a second ago saying we got to get these fuckers off this show.
No, I didn't. My hands are here. I've been looking at you the whole fucking time.
Okay. What about? Yeah. Really? Okay, Mike.
Your phone's dead. You mentioned it like 4 times.
You're a phony motherfucker, Mike Malkovich.
You're drunk.
Your last name isn't even real. How can you say anything?
I don't want to say my last name. It's embarrassing. It's too fucking Armenian.
Stephen Yee has added Google effects.
What are you putting on? What are you doing, Steve?
Wacky.
Wacky effects.
What are you doing?
Some people tell me. Oh.
Yeah, you're literally the Pierce one here.
I'm going to send a message to Aaron. I'm typing to him. Aaron, are you... okay.
I don't know how he's going to edit this. He's just going to stress about it.
You know what? I'm really only going to cut out the Rich Voss part where we're just off the air essentially for 30 minutes. And I'm going to leave up. It's already on YouTube as we speak. Go to youtube.com, type in Shooting It Live. It'll be on there.
I fucking spent $20 on that.
You fucking dummy. He bought $20 in Skype credits. When he only
I thought it was $1 a minute. I don't know how much this shit costs.
$1 a minute? Are you calling fucking Chile? Jesus. Yes,
I have to make a call to Costa Rica because my visa is about to expire.
I Skype them. I don't call them either. Spend
money on please help me. Please help. I'm going to get deported.
No, wait, no.
You need to let him put his penis inside you and let him come inside so he can have child.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to Hans and his
Hans girl? Hans's friend needs to be with child.
There's a pirate.
There's a pirate.
There's a birthday cake.
Happy birthday. What the fuck is that?
That's kind of like how you look, Mike. When you
I know that's kind of like out. That's kind of like me.
Happy birthday! When is your birthday, Mike? I know that's coming up.
My birthday is in 10 days.
Oh my god!
Yes. When are you having another one of these so that I can prep with alcohol beforehand?
Yeah, please. I'm so sober.
Because you're only like we only can buy alcohol until 11 here. So
really?
11.
Yeah.
You can't buy alcohol. You can't buy like cases of beer at like a pub or something.
No. Club pubs usually close by 11. Yeah. Like pubs do.
What? I thought it was open all night.
Oh. No, it's kind of like.
Really see, tough. You learned something here on shootingitpodcast.com. I'm done. I'm fucking out.
Next time, you know what? We need an actual board up. I think we need Zach Bernard, good old Zachy Wacky.
Zach,
back,
you're watching right now. You text. Like, you need to, you don't text Jamie's phone. You text me. You say okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want, I'm not pressuring anybody.
I don't know. Well, we need someone to take care of everything so that we can just fucking rail
Jamie
this
will pay you $0 and he'll promise you nothing.
On the side for
it's
the
for the experience.
That beard. Yeah. Beard.
What were you saying, Hans?
That you said you put a chat on the YouTube thing and there's nothing.
I'm sorry.
For 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, there's never been like a chat.
No. There you go. Now there's a chat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good
Google
God.
Hangout. Here we go. HI. There you go, Hans. Are you happy?
No, that's on the comments.
Wait, hold on.
Who gives a shit? What does it matter? none of this matters. It's okay. It's fine. It's all right. Nothing here is important. What the fuck is going on Steve's cam? Why is that birthday cake still there? God.
I thought you meant it on YouTube because if it's not us, then no one can comment on this thing, right?
I don't know.
That should be on YouTube, not here. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh my God, Jamie just made sad faces and they turned into like little, hey, LMAO, fucking Steve. Oh, I have to pee so bad. I could pee in a bottle like Jamie would do. On the fly.
Yeah.
You would pee in it. And then you would sit there with fucking warm piss like a foot away from you, smelling urine and talking to me. How do you do that, you fucking animal? Vampiric animal.
Can we just talk about the fact that you got naked in my bathroom to take a shit?
Because that's how I shit.
You get naked to shit? I used to
do You know what he did while we were filming Practice Makes Perfect and he was slumming it on my couch for a week? He sent me a selfie. He took a picture of himself naked in my bathroom shitting.
No, I didn't.
Like, why would you do that?
I wouldn't do that. I did, however. I did jerk off in his house. That's one thing I did.
To my aunt's moaning. She has insomnia.
I'm trying to jerk off.
Has to take Ambien.
Yeah, I'm trying to jerk
she's
off.
She's night and terrors, and he's masturbating to the sound she's making while she's asleep.
That I'm trying to,
and he's jacking.
Let me finish because you weren't there. You were there, but you weren't there.
It was my house.
I was trying to jerk off, and then I hear like your is that? And then I just hear his fucking aunt who like talks in her sleep, like, and then just vaguely gets up and goes to the bathroom or something like, or like. Offers me water, coffee, Pepsi, whatever the hell.
It's in while you're some form. He's offering you drinks.
Yeah, I'm like as soon as I was like edging and almost there, and then just I heard like.
What? No, hold on. Why are you edging on my couch? What do you even have to masturbate
edging.
To? I fucking meant, Golden Girl.
My phone and your Wi-Fi password.
The actual password itself. Yes.
I had the Wi-Fi.
When I was 17, 18, that's when. You started getting internet on cell phones. And I remember borrowing my brother's cell phone with a flip phone that could only, you could only view pictures on it.
Yeah.
And I used to jerk off to photos of boobs on it. And I was like, because that's as good as you could get.
The fucking pixelated.
So now you youngins are lucky that you can watch a fisting video on your phone. While
full
I to jerk
on
off.
HD.
I mean, you say youngins, but what? You're like 2 years younger than me or older than me. Steve and his friends are probably around my age bracket. Mike is the only youngin. He just turned 20 last year, so.
God, you guys are all young.
I'm 20.
You guys are all so fucking young.
Oh, you're 20?
Yeah.
She should hit me up on Facebook because, like, I'm saying. You trying to hit me up on Facebook? Like, I'm just, like, I'm just fucking saying.
I feel like a grandpa compared to all of this now.
How old are you?
How old are you, Papa?
27.
All right, so Hans is a little bit older than you. He's 43.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like, what, 43 in dog years, or?
It's different in, where are you from, Hans? You're from,
It's everywhere.
It's like Tommy Wiseau. Nobody knows his origin.
Fucking France. That's where that motherfucker.
No. He said he's from Louisiana. That's a Louisiana.
He's not. First
he's
of all
Cajuns
American. Don't fucking. Cajuns do not sound like they're from Paris or wherever fucking smelly city he's from.
Oh, well, So, people who like Clamato, which is no one on the stream, would you put wine in the same glass?
No.
No. I would rinse it out with hot water.
No, like, you put wine in this, right?
In a wine glass, yes.
No, with the Clamato. Yeah.
Oh. No.
Even the British people are just, like, terrified.
You don't even know what Clamato is.
I don't know what Clamato is.
I thought you guys were just... You said you... Oh, no, it's the same thing you said earlier about the... what are they drinking? And you said... we agree. I don't know. This thing with the clam juice. They just look dumbfounded.
Clam juice.
Yeah.
Clam juice.
Yeah.
You just a clam juice?
Yeah. Ew. Like no,
a clementine drink would be a very. Oh, what is that? Oh, you drank it all.
It's just tomato clam cocktail on it.
Oh. Poison.
It's so good.
No, it isn't.
No.
No. Maybe after like fucking three, and you don't even taste it anymore.
All right, so I just got an update from our next guest, Alexandra Naughton. She is currently about to board the subway, so we need to buy some time. Hans, why don't you tell us a story? Go ahead, Hans.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Excuse me.
No. I gotta
go to the bathroom.
You know, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Mike, you stay put.
No, you're gonna fucking stay. You're gonna be gone until Alexander leaves, and I can't pee.
No, that isn't true at all. I'm enjoying our new friends. I have to relieve my bladder, though.
You know what?
I want you
to leave now. I want you to go.
No, I just want to bludgeon your head in with that fucking
microphone. You can go.
Go Please pee. Go. You know what? Why don't we let Hans host the show in the meantime? Hans, the show is yours.
If anyone wants to send me
the camera's focused on you, Hans. Talk to our fellow Canadians.
Just me.
And no, they're Canadian. The other.
Leave, fucking. I'm staying. Leave. Jesus, God.
How much has he drank?
Huh? I don't know. He had some cranberry. He had a beer. Oh, yeah. And he had like a little cup of coffee.
That's one beer.
I had like three cups of coffee. Two. Yeah, one beer. He had one beer and his face got all pink. He was fucking, it was embarrassing. Yeah. So embarrassing. It might have been the temperature in the room, too. I don't know.
Did you rinse it, or is it?
No, that's a different glass.
Even better.
I like this intermission that everyone's having their own separate, like, we're having french fries. I just got my glass of wine. Why'd you bring that gallon? What? Jamie just brought, like, a gallon fucking... What are you pouring in there? He's pouring his own urine.
My friend Steven asked me to plug him, but he said he didn't know what he wanted plugged.
Plug his blog.
There is nothing like coldwater.blogspot.com.
There you go. Thank you, Steven. I don't care what you fucking say. I don't give a damn where this show goes. Oh, he's back.
Wait, did you change shirts?
No.
Yeah, did he change shirts? He's probably so sweaty. What is he eating? What are you eating?
He does.
Oh, should I go put on my flannel?
No, yeah, why do you have a different shirt on? Are you all sweaty?
What?
Why'd you change your shirt?
I didn't change my shirt. It's the same.
It's the color of the camera.
What are you eating? Are you eating that fucking kid thing where it's the peanut butter
and jelly? It's an Uncrustable, Mike. It's a very delicious peanut butter and jelly treat found in your local frozen food section.
That shit's so bad for you.
Crusts. Is that
didn't you say you gotta drop 20 pounds for the fucking roll?
Exactly.
Or two stone.
Any crusts.
Did you hear that? Matt just said that Uncrustables are for autistic children who can't eat crusts. Well,
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yes, go urine, Mike.
Pardon me, I have to go use the water closet.
So,
are you in the basement? Like the old basement? Jamie.
No, I got a studio. You want to check out my my new place? There we are. There's a poster of me on the wall.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
I get one?
Yeah. If you want to pay $30.
No. I'm good.
I don't think so then.
I have a beard. Can I have one?
Possibly. Why don't you mail me your beard hairs and we'll talk.
I'll think about it.
All right.
And then grow one while I think about it.
Hmm. Do you have any hair growing tips?
Oh, just mail him your pubes. He won't be able to tell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be like that.
I did that for Halloween one year. I was Sean from Shaun of the Dead. I couldn't grow enough hair, so I shaved my pubes off. I did too.
I did.
Look it up.
Yes. Are they the same color? Because when I grow my beard, I get like ginger hairs and white hairs, but my pubes are pitch black. So
No. That's some ginger.
So just look.
You have ginger pubes. Okay,
well.
Oh.
She knows my pubes better than me, I guess. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's alright.
I'm sorry.
Mike, you look so depressed right now. What's going on? You bummed out?
I was supposed to be at the gym by now.
I'm sorry, man. I think you're really just upset about the fact that Aaron Novy bailed on us. He's too good for us now.
He didn't bail on us. He just lost his phone.
He had three other interviews to take care of.
He had more acid to take.
I don't like what you're implying, that he's a heavy drug user.
I like that he is. No. I'm checking my Snapchat now.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
Anything? If you have nudes, hold them up to the camera, please.
I don't take any. I only have I have two saved onto my phone.
You have what?
I have two saved onto my phone.
Like, oh, you're a screen capper then.
No, not screen capper. I took
them. Screen capping girls when they send you nudes. That's not.
I've only did it.
You're unethical, Mike. That's not good. What's going on over here, Steven?
I got two. You want to let me talk or?
Oh. You're trying to argue? What's going on here, Mike? You're getting a little aggressive.
As soon as Jamie wants to be tough, he pulls out the fucking Boston accent right away.
Boston? Okay.
He's talking about dick pics, Mike.
Take it easy, Mike. I received two nudes today. He's agitated right now.
He's a little angry, I think.
Yes. No, I didn't get a chance to jerk off today because as I was going to, I see a car pull into my driveway, and then it was like the parenting coach for my brothers or whatever the fuck.
Parenting coach.
Or like social worker. So that kind of killed my mood. Can't really jerk off when that's happening.
I don't like how real this show just got.
I know. Telling you about my day.
What a fucking...
I'm trying to think of questions for Voss, and I'm like, maybe if I jerk off, I'll calm down. And as I'm going to that, car pulls into my drive, I'm like, oh, no, the social worker's here. I can't do that.
Voss was the door. He was ridiculously nice to us today.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was kind of...
You didn't like him being an actual human being and not a shtick. Oh, okay.
No, what am I saying? I like that. I felt nice.
I genuinely wish you guys the best. Are those balls? What's going on Steven's cam? What is that?
He's showing dick pics. Are you not showing dick pics?
Don't show those.
You're going to get us kicked off of YouTube. Don't do that.
Do you have any?
What is going on?
I didn't see a dick. I just saw him go like, in the picture. I just see like this man just like, what do we have here?
Does that give you ideas for Snapchatting some ladies back, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I'll totally do it. I usually just Snapchat, like, my face with, like, my eyes, like, oh, I'm so happy to receive this. Thank you.
You text back in all capitals, hot, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
I text back, I want more fucking now, like, all mean, demanding, creepy. I got two today. I said good afternoon, and I was like, well, thank you for that. It's very nice and kind of you.
Next time you should just write nice boob.
Nice boob. It's like a cancer patient. She's like, oh. She survived. She can't knock over there. Negative zero.
What's everybody's favorite cancer? Mike, we'll start with you. Go.
The one that kills you quicker, I think. Whatever's the fastest one to not deal with all that bullshit of losing your hair and having your family members cry in front of you.
I think that's all of them, Mike.
Yeah. No, but I want the quick one where I can't get to see all the family. Like, family I don't even see, and they're like, we're looking out for you. He's like, I haven't seen you for 5 years.
You are. Yeah. Literally the best.
What?
You date me, yeah.
They're having a show of their own right now, Mike.
Some people tell me Jamie does not run a podcast.
I don't give a shit at this point. I'm checked out. We've been fucking recording for 3 hours. What do you expect from me? Come on. We got five viewers right now. Does it even matter what's said on here?
Three of them are on here. And then the two, I don't know who they are. Zach and then some vague somebody.
Steven?
It's still Christoph trying to get in.
What?
Can you hear me?
Oh boy!
The guy that sounded like he wasn't. Alex needs to get
on. Yeah,
we're waiting for her still.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. You know the call's gonna get cut off at like 11 o'clock. That's what I set it to. Why do I keep turning pink? God.
Because you get nervous. You have to stop.
I look like an angry anime character.
So yeah. Green only bring out red. So
white balance, motherfucker.
Ooh, it's been told to.
Take it easy, God.
It's me.
Language here.
It's intimidating.
Those dicks on.
Intimidating. Jamie K added a draw.
Draw.
I think that's draw on it.
What?
What?
Can you draw on people's faces?
Can you draw on him?
No.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh,
searching for a face.
Well.
I gotta invite somebody. What is this run, shit?
You're being invited to.
Oh no!
To
what
run the draw app.
Oh god.
I like this. I don't want it to end. You have to talk to Alexandra like that and be very serious. It's like, so when is the new book coming out? We're looking really forward to. Next works.
What did you do? What did you do, Haley? What did you do?
It's a line.
Oh, this thing sucks.
Yeah, balls on your chin. It's turning into something.
Oh, Haley, what kind of penises have you seen?
What is that?
Is that what Michael's looks like?
Oh no!
Is that an uncircumcised one? I want to see it.
No, you wouldn't know. Balls
on both sides.
It's an odd-looking one. I don't know what's happening with this one. It looks like a fish or something, like a shrimp. Looks like a shrimp with the head cut off.
Oh, it's got very long foreskin.
Yeah, I know. It's a very sideways shaped foreskin.
Oof.
Look at them. They're circumcised. Don't judge them. Come on.
Well, I think it's time to call up Alexandra.
Oh.
What was that?
I don't know. Just going with the tone of your voice, really. The fucking, you know, you look like for a second the guy that just said some people tell me with that fucking strong brow structure.
Here, I'll take them.
I just drew a very handsome green vagina next to Hans's face.
No. That looks like an avocado.
It does. Yeah.
It's an awful rendition. Some people tell me you are very slow at messaging people. Some people tell me that you put one boy in a cast of an all-girls school who was way over the age for extras.
He was 33. That ain't...
Get rid of it.
Some people tell me you hired a extra tattoos to play a freshman in high school. What does that say? Sample text.
Did you do it?
No.
The milady just follows you around, Han.
Flip it to him.
Oh, once you got it, you got it. Like a disease. It's just an awful disease to have.
I want to be as drunk as he is.
I love those three right now more than anything in my, anything right now.
They are the show.
They...
Oh god, my back's killing me.
Oh my god.
But like nah, for real, like that girl trying to hit me up on Facebook or you got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend, girlfriend? You got someone you're talking to on Snapchat a lot?
This is my boyfriend.
No, that morning, is not.
Morning. Morning dick pics.
Yeah. You want to fly to New Jersey and see
New Jersey's no good.
See the sights of Atlantic City?
You want to see the sights of Atlantic Hell's City?
Liquor
I can
store?
Show you someone I can show you someone losing $70,000 and shitting outside the Borgata Casino.
God, who keeps sending that m'lady my way? Get it.
Who keeps sending the m'lady my way?
Oh, it's right. Nice.
You have to be an asshole to get girls now.
Also, if you take away anything from this episode, it's that you should be watching Shy Boys IRL.
Oh, God, best documentary.
Tell them about it.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, no.
Wait, what?
What?
Do you know of that documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you think? How did you feel about it? You agreed with them, right? You think they get a point, right?
Yeah, all they have to do is if they were just prettier, then they could get women, right?
Yeah.
No, did you love when that thick lip guy was like, he was telling the interviewer, he's like, I just want to be an androgynous Korean guy, just so bad. You're not going to put that in the documentary, right? Or some shit like that. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
That guy was going. He's my next shooting it guest.
I love him, and I want him on the show. I like that he talked like this as he was sitting.
Yes, just enunciating every single word.
I have messaged 3,000 girls. All of them said no. I'm like, really? 3,000?
Like 20-year-old Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. 3,000 said no. Really?
I just gave Alexandra Knott the pin, so we're going to invite her onto the show, hopefully momentarily. And we'll have to do away with our UK and Canadian audience right now.
Everyone should add me on.
If she can get in. If not.
Steven, you give them. Steven will do this. Steven, you give everybody my social media. You know it.
Your social media number?
There you go, Steve. Yeah. Steven. Stevie.
Bye.
Love you, miss you.
I'm out.
Look how fun they are. Like seeing a family you want to be a part of.
All right.
Presents they got on Christmas.
Before we move on to the finale of the show, plugs. I'm going to do plugs real quick. Steven and friends, we'll start with you.
My website's samskub.pw.
Hey, can this be the sequel to Miley Cyrus?
This right now.
Yes, this whole thing. Yeah. All right, fantastic. What about your two pals? Do they want to give a plug?
Pals.
Your pals. Or the Pally Wallies.
Check out my friend at skub.pw.com. He's pretty good. skub.pw.com. Whatever he said, but the same.
Yeah, no.
Check out.
There we go.
That's cute. Okay, Hans and Lady, what's up with you guys? What are you doing?
I need someone to send me 50,000 euro because I have to apply for a new visa.
I need to be adopted.
We need to find a sponsor for Hans.
Yeah.
So.
Go on, go, go for
it. You can sponsor me for me to stay here. No, nothing. What?
Hans says I should plug my butt. So.
Hans needs to update his CV. Start putting it out there.
I've done it for him. I've done everything.
See, Jamie, I know the term CV. That's a term for resume, as we have here.
Great, Hans. Are you working on anything at the moment? Any movies in the works?
North America.
No, really. I still have the TV show thing that I told you about.
It was Everybody Loves Hans.
I got deported. I don't know what to do. I have to update my visa.
He looks like him too.
Oh, I do. I can't say I don't. He is from Jersey, I think.
That's creepy.
Jew is from Jersey. Are you a Jew, Mike?
No, he's not.
No, I'm not Jewish.
Anti-Semite.
Jesus.
I thought all Polish.
No, Polish people are not Polish. Jews. Poland was opening their arms to Jewish people. Kind of. Studying in all the religions.
Didn't they help massacre like 40,000 Jews during the Holocaust?
No, we were took over by Germany.
No, that's your people,
Germany.
Though, the murderers.
No, that wasn't them. That was Germany who invaded people, in 1939.
Those are your boys.
The Germans? Yeah, clearly.
All right, we get a move.
I live there, motherfucker. I walk those streets.
Yes, we heard it. Okay, we're going to move on to the final segment of the night.
And I know that Polish people are like the Mexicans of
yes,
England.
Okay. All right, we got it. All right, you've traveled.
I know.
Cool.
He's working at a Lidl supermarket right now.
Yes, all right. Hans, it was nice seeing you. Hans's girlfriend, nice
yeah,
to
see,
meet you.
I know.
All right, so long, folks.
Bye.
Oh, bye. See you guys
all
later.
Right. All right, later, bye. Steven, me and friends. Oh, God, what the fuck is happening with all the... Okay, all right. Bye, guys. Bye, guys, as well. So long.
Bye, Steve. Bye, friends, everybody. Try
hitting the button. We're the studio audience. The fuck is this?
Yeah!
Until next time.
3, 5, 0, 1, 2, 5, go! There in the backstage, weapons like him around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults.